From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Amy Dickinson, Josh Gundelman, and Brian Babylon. And here again is your host. And we have a correction to our previous intro. America's sweetheart is actually Reese Witherspoon.
Aww.
Here's Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill records some rhyme tone for his new podcast in our Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Josh, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops approved a plan this week that seems to be specifically designed to prevent whom from taking communion?
Joe Biden.
Yes, indeed. The bishops voted to draw up a document that would prevent Joe Biden, who, as far as I know, is the most Catholic person in America, from receiving the rite of communion because he's pro-choice. What are they doing? There is no better booster for the Catholic Church than Joe Biden. He talks about it all the time.
Next, he's going to get banned from Amtrak. He has so few loves.
Right.
And for one of them to turn on him in this way. Wow.
Yeah. And then like the local ice cream store, and then he'll have nothing.
Yeah. And
nothing.
Then just the Sunglass Hut will put down their shutters as he walks by.
So will it be like Joe Biden gets to church and then his name is like, you know how in bodegas when people get caught stealing?
Yeah.
Do not serve.
They put up your picture at the front of the church.
It'll be more like the soup Nazi episode, except instead of soup, it's the body of Christ.
Pretty no much. Christ for you.
Yeah.
Amy, Netflix has come up with yet another variation on the dating show. This time, all the contestants will be flirting and dating and who knows what else, while they all are doing what?
Are they harvesting something? No.
Yes, organs.
Not. Right? Is there a hint that will help?
Yeah, I have a hint. Well, it's a little ironic because they're all required to do this just as the CDC has said the rest of us don't have to anymore.
They're required... Oh, mask?
Yes, they're all flirting and dating while wearing masks. It's called Sexy Beasts.
It's like Eyes Wide Shut mask?
No. This is the thing. So the show is called Sexy Beasts, and the idea is they go on dates with each other wearing these elaborate masks, but they're not just like, you know, masks you'd get at a costume store. They're these like Hollywood-level prosthetic headpieces in which the face is still there, but you look like a dolphin or a gopher or a devil, an alien. And the idea is to see if these people can hit it off based solely on personality.
But don't they usually have to make out in a hot tub or something? Like
in the trailer, they show two of them kissing wearing these like animal masks.
Yeah. No. It's nice, I guess, that the show is encouraging people to look past appearances and focus on people's personalities so we can realize everyone has also let their personality go during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. I got set up on a blind date in college with a young woman who was my college's mascot. So I do relate. I'm the only person in America who relates to this show.
Can I ask? I think this is an important question, Josh. What was the mascot of your college?
Ollie the Owl, an owl holding a gavel because they were the Brandeis judges and still are. Shout out to Beth if you're listening.
Beth the Owl.
I don't know if I'm even now allowed to dox her as having been the owl, so.
Amy, the COVID pandemic is being blamed for a lot of things, like the economic disaster and the fact that none of our pants fit. But according to a new study, you can now say that the pandemic is the reason your what is so terrible.
Your social skills.
Close.
Your...
I'll give you a hint. It's like you get to say, it's not you, it's not me, it's COVID.
Oh, breakups.
Well, essentially, your relationship. Yes.
Yeah.
That you can blame COVID for how crappy your relationship is, and it will actually help. It's like, sure, you and your partner might be fighting all the time, but that's because of the lockdown. You don't hate your partner. You just hate spending time with them.
I mean, I think that that's always a great relationship strategy, is finding something worse than your relationship to focus on, right? Like, oftentimes it's someone else's terrible relationship that you can make fun of and be like, wow, I'm glad we're not them. And I feel like I've coasted for like 6 months just on that with people in the past.
And this is a great out. Just blame everything on COVID. I'd love to get the vaccine. Just been dragging my feet because there's a pandemic out there.
Or...
I thought the answer to the original question was credit score. Because it's like, yeah, I've been buying a lot of stuff I don't need, making less money than usual.
Brian, we're all familiar with overseas call centers doing customer service, right? We've all had that experience. This week, we learned that some of those people in those call centers overseas have a new job. They're watching live security footage from the U.S. and doing what?
Give me a clue.
All right. Drop that. Get out of there. Stop robbing immediately.
They are doing this to scare off burglars to pretend when people are not home, to pretend like they are home. Like, leave my Amazon package alone, but this person's in Bangladesh.
Pretty much. That's it. They are actually shouting at robbers. 7-Elevens, it's actually a retail thing. 7-Elevens and other businesses are paying people in overseas call centers to keep an eye on their security cams. And if they see somebody, you know, pilfering the Pringles, to just let them have it over a speaker. So you're just, you know, doing some light shoplifting and suddenly you hear the voice of God, like, put the Skittles down or don't make me come in there.
That doesn't work with every voice. Like with my voice, if I was like, hey, stop stealing those Pringles, people would be like, ooh, free Pringles. And I get to beat up some dorks. Drop it, drop it, drop it where you are. Drop it, drop it, drop it where you are. Drop it.